how you doing? It's gone from snow to sunny skies today.
Rick, don't say that four-letter word. Or I'm going to find your antennas, and I'm going to turn them upside down. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because we didn't see it today.
Oh, I saw it all the way into work. I was wishing that I didn't have my snow tires on. I think I jinxed myself by having snow tires on. So I'm going to have to get them off quick so it stops.
Well, I tell you this much. Good thing you don't have any boats going under the Torch River Bridge. It's still pretty high. I honestly think some places are not doing anything on the river right now. How's it going for you?
Oh, we're getting boats in left and right in both locations, so don't have to worry about any bridges. The only one we get is a drawbridge in Charlevoix, so that's not a big deal. So we got plenty of water. It's good. It's nice when it's deep. Makes things easier. So yeah, both locations are happy.
There's some boats in Elk Rapids and on the lake, but right now mostly it's docks and hoists before boats. But some people, I noticed the Elk River Marines got boats going in, but I got a bad feeling of the chain of lakes. They're all going to be high. And I can tell you a couple of houseboats might not even make it out of Torch River because it's so high.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, I was looking, was it yesterday or the day before on the way home? It's right up to the boardwalk there at the gas pumps. It might be higher by now, but yeah, it was full. I'm glad it's still flowing, though. it's all getting through Elk Rapids, which is good. Elk Rapids. So as long as it's getting through Elk Rapids and back into the Big Lake, everything's fine.
Yeah, but with that much water flowing, and I'm going to be up front honest, I'm surprised the Elk Harbor, the upper harbor, is not risen that much with all the water coming out of the chain of lakes. I'm kind of a little surprised, but right now, the hard part is there's so many things people are finding floating, like dock sections and this and that, and some of the chain of lakes. It's kind of funny.
Oh yeah. They got the dam wide open there in Elk Rapids, though, don't they? They're like wide open from what I heard.
Yeah, I think they are. I haven't talked to a dam operator, but yeah, I think they are. I mean, they're still trying to get things down, you know. It's crazy. I've never seen it, but, you know, watch. They'll get the lake so high, Lake Michigan, where's it going to end up going? There's going to be, if that gets any higher, it's going to be crazy.
Well, Michigan's got plenty of room left. I wouldn't worry about Lake Michigan right now, and I think the Army Corps prediction is going to be roughly about the same level as last year once we get through summer. So I think Michigan can handle it. We got plenty of space, so that's the good part. And Michigan could use a little water anyway, so. You know, Charlevoix is still low as far as average height. Michigan is still low as far as average height. So it's got some place to go. So I think that's good. You're not going to get that much out of the system up here in Mullet Lake and stuff like that, or Torch Lake. I don't think you're going to get enough to cause a problem. Although I'm driving through a giant puddle right now, leaving Harbor Springs. There's a swamp down near Vernalis here that just hasn't subsided. decided yet.
Oh, I know, I know. And you know, I was talking to some people, and I think it's going to be very funny for some of these boats with the big radar arches that go under the Tark River Bridge. They better be able to drop aboard. They ain't getting under.
Yeah, I hear you there, because that river is full. It is flooded pretty good, so, yeah. Anybody's got houses flooded that you know of along that chain from Bel Air down, are they pretty good?
Oh, there's a lot of flooding in some spots. I really haven't heard much on the Torch River, but yeah, they've got water coming out of what? Rug Pond, Rapid River, into that river, and it's crazy. I wish I had my little John boat with a motor. I could run it up, down, and down the river. Would have been fun seeing all that. And going, yeah, I think we're going to have some fun for a while. I mean, it's going to be interesting how many boats they can get under the dock at Tark River Marine, for one thing.
Well, it'll be fun watching people out in the sandbar neck-high in water instead of knee-high in water, right?
I know. Oh, my gosh. I wish I got to go on and see what my old beach house looks like. If the water's up that high, it's got to be in the front stilts. Oh, it's crazy, yeah. So there you go. Not much going on. I've just been busy. My APRS my APRS is giving me weird little things, you know, like today it showed NHCN's call sign, his stuff. It showed he was in his car. I've never had the car part show up before so I wonder if they made a change with the APRS or something, because I didn't do anything to mine, and it's just weird.